Time once again for new movies, new horror movies.
Yeah.
The one we're doing today, we found this one on, I think this just went to VOD like a couple weeks ago. And I'd been seeing it like coming up in the thing. I'm like, that looks pretty good. Maybe I should like watch that. This is called We Summon the Darkness.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know which one you were going to start off with. This is a good movie. I like this movie.
I liked this movie very much. Yeah. It was another one in the same line. If you guys remember, like probably a couple months ago, we reviewed that movie Satanic Panic, which is on Shudder. This one is streaming. I think we rented this one on Xbox. This one's not on Shudder yet, I don't think. But this one's kind of like a similar vibe to that one. Although, I did like Satanic Panic, but I think I liked this one better.
It's taking place in the 80s.
Yeah, it's set in 1988,
In the heavy metal scene. And they got a lot of it right. A lot of it's wrong. You know, we grew up during that time period. But when I'm talking about wrong fashion-wise. But it doesn't really affect the story of the movie. You know, I like the tone. It was kind of like a fun horror movie tone. There's a lot of twists in it. Can't really say too much about the story without spoiling it. It's a brand new movie, so probably gotta not say much.
Yeah, I don't really want to spoil it.
But it's about these fucking three hot heavy metal chicks going to a concert, and fucking they hook up with these three heavy metal guys, and they're trying to party and everything, and turns out there's like some satanic murders going on at the time. And
like around the country or around the country or whatever.
So one thing leads to another, you know what I mean? It was a good movie. I liked it.
I did too. I think one of the best things about it, I should note that one of the guy that plays one of the heavy metal guys is the same guy that played the boyfriend in Alita Battle Angel.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actor's name.
And then it's got, what's his name from?
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville's in it. He plays a straight role. He plays a role of a fucking televangelist.
Yeah.
He does a pretty good job.
He's not in it a lot, but no. It's like he really does bring a lot to that role. He's always kind of like, I don't know, there's something like really sinister about like the way he plays it and stuff, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, I didn't know Johnny Knoxville could act. I mean, you're not talking about Citizen Kane or anything, you know what I mean? It's just he pulled the role off.
Yeah. And like I said, he's probably only in it for about 5 minutes total.
Yeah. What they got wrong was the hair. The hair wasn't big enough, and it wasn't feathered out on the sides.
Well, it'd probably be too distracting. I feel like it would probably be too distracting.
And heavy metal girls from this period mostly had fringe on their jackets and their fucking boots. Remember those fucking fringe?
Now, I will note that one of the girls did have one of those very accurate, like, big, huge fringed purses.
Yeah. So, but that shit was over the top. I mean, you'd see that shit and fucking, you'd hear fucking, you know, like a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. You know, the fucking fringe and shit. It looked tacky as fuck.
It did, yeah.
So they kind of cleaned them up a little bit for the modern audience. They're cute girls.
Yeah.
One of them kind of had like a Madonna vibe going on, like a heavy metal Madonna. The other one kind of, I don't know. You just got to check out for yourself.
It's good. There was one of the best things about this. There was also, this weirded me out. So the actress that's in it, Amy Forsyth, who plays kind of like the quiet girl that's like, you know, going along with all this. Now, she was also, I knew she looked familiar, but I was thinking, for some reason, I was thinking it was Abigail Breslin, who was in Haunter, and she was in the Zombieland movies and stuff. And then I looked at the credits, and I was like, wait, that's not the same girl that was in, even though she looked like eerily similar. I'm like, are they fucking related? What is going on? So then I looked at both their Wikipedia pages and I was looking at pictures of them next to each other. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it's not the same girl. Yeah. This girl that was in this, Amy Forsyth, she was in Hellfest and she was also in season 2 of Channel Zero. So that's probably where I had seen her before, even though I thought she was Abigail Breslin for the whole fucking movie. But one of the best things about this movie is the interplay between the three girls, like particularly the two that are like the ringleaders, I guess, like the Madonna girl and like the other, like the dark haired girl. You know, I think the dark haired girl, her character name was Alexis, and then the Madonna looking one was named Val. And the way the two of them like interacted with each other, like the interplay between them, it was totally believable that these two girls had been friends for like years and years and years. You know what I mean? It was just a very organic kind of friendship that they had, and I totally bought it. And also, all the characters in this, even, you know, bad ones, are actually really strangely likable and compelling. Like, you want to watch them because it's just fun. And even when they're just, like, hanging out in the backyard, like, drinking and, you know, shooting the shit and stuff like that, they're still, like, really entertaining and likable. Like, you're there hanging out with them. Like, I really liked that vibe to it.
Now, the guy that was in Alita Battle Angel, what was his name again? Do you know what his real name is?
I can't remember what that actor's
name is.
He's
in it, man. He's a couple years older now. And I liked him, man. He did a good job on the road. And he's looking fucking nice and lean and shit. If you were to, like, maybe put, like, another 3 or 4 years on him and maybe another 5 or 6 pounds on him, I would approve for him to, enter the Crustle Sphere and play the new Snake. But
I think he would probably make a good Snake Plissken.
He would make a good Snake Plissken. Just have him put an eye patch on him, fucking long hair. And fucking, you know what I mean? Do a fucking Clint Eastwood impersonation, and that would be Snake. He'd make a good Snake.
It's interesting because in Alita, which I guess was, you know, a year or two ago, he seemed like much younger. Like, he doesn't seem old in this one, but he's definitely, like, matured. So he seems like an older guy.
Yeah.
And he comes across with a lot more gravitas because I guess in Alita, he was much more of like optimistic. You know, more of a teenager type character. Yeah. But in this, he was like, you know, older in his 20s.
He
had to kind of like, and you know, I don't like, you know, mullets, and I don't like that whole like heavy metal look and stuff, but that kind of suited him, like the mustache and stuff. Like, I thought he looked kind of cool.
He kind of had heroic qualities to him in the movie, in this one. Of course, they made him take his shirt off, which I approved of that too, because he was in good shape. He's very lean looking. He's not massive, but he's lean. And Snake was kind of lean. I was going like, man, dude, he could pull off Snake Plissken in a couple years.
He probably could, now that you're mentioning it.
Because he's not so big. You know what I mean? Fucking Snake is a mid-sized guy. You know what I mean? And I think this guy's actually a little bit smaller. He might be my size and height. I'm not sure. But still, that'd work too.
Yeah.
Snake's got to be, in the story, you know, Snake has got to be kind of like physically and numerically outmatched all the time, but he still comes up fucking winning.
Yeah.
That's, you know, he does it through.
Well, I think that was something that I liked about some of those type of action movies where, you know, ones like Die Hard and stuff like that, where it was just kind of like a relatively normal guy that had to kind of like find their strength and fight back against him. You know, it's like, I like ones like Predator and stuff like that too, where it's just like a bunch of like big muscly dudes. But
it's a different type of strength.
It's a different type of,
Snake was about being slippery. That's exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was fucking sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneaky and crafty, and that's, you know. And so I think that kid could pull off Snake. They say they're going to remake it.
Well, it would shock me if they didn't get around to it at some point, because they've remade pretty much everything else.
Yeah, but they'll probably fuck
it up. Even stuff that was like less popular than that movie. But, you know,
I mean,
we'll
even Carpenter fucked it up when he came back. They're
going to
fuck it up.
So it's like, what chance does somebody else have?
If they're going to fucking let somebody direct Escape from New York, a remake of it, you have the dude who fucking directed VFW do it.
Yeah.
What was that guy? You remember his name? The guy who directed VFW? He can make a Snake Plissken movie.
Yeah, because he's very, like, he's really, you know, into, he like, understands John Carpenter that. And stuff like that. Even though, like I said, he made Bliss too, and you don't like that. What's that? Joe Bagos.
Yeah.
That's his name. But yeah, so this movie, I should note that this was actually directed by Mark Myers, who also, fun fact, directed My Friend Dahmer, which I still haven't seen yet, even though everyone has recommended it to me.
It's
really, really good.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen it yet. But this movie, it's just, like I said, if you liked Satanic Panic, this is kind of in the same vein as that. Although it has like a lot more twists to it. The character work, I liked a lot more in this one. It's not as funny as Satanic Panic, I don't think. I think the humor in this one comes more out of like the relationships and the situation more than it just being kind of like gags. You know what I'm saying? Also, some pretty decent gore in this. You know, it seemed like it was pretty bloody. But you know, this is just like a really fun like 80s throwback horror comedy. With just like really cool characters, and it's very simple. And like I said, it's got some twists. You can like, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything because I think it would kind of ruin it. Because I kind of suspected how it was going to go, but I wasn't sure exactly like how it was going to go. You know what I mean?
Good score too. Classical score. I liked it.
I did like the score as well. But didn't they use like some actual, I kind of
they used fucking Merciful Fate. They had King Diamond.
Yeah, Merciful Fate. That's right. I knew it was somebody like that. Yeah. And I laughed because they used Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I thought when they played it in the movie, I was like, oh, it's that Belinda Carlisle song. But I guess it was a cover because I looked at the thing at the end and it didn't say Belinda Carlisle. But I remember Belinda Carlisle doing that song. But yeah, so it's streaming everywhere. Like I said, I think it premiered at a festival like last year, like early last year. But it only just came to VOD, I think, in April of this year. So definitely if you're into horror comedies and like just fun 80s style.
Yeah.
Movies like that, then check it out. I had a lot of fun with it, and I thought it was a blast.
A lot of these retro movies that we've been recommending lately, man, have really been fucking good. You know,
well, you have to think that the people making them are big fans of, you know, John Carpenter. They're big fans of those types of movies.
They're probably around our age, so they kind of fucking grew up watching the same movies we were watching, you know. I imagine a lot of them.
Or even if they're younger, like, because I think a lot of younger people are kind of into that.
And see Turbo Kid, if you guys haven't seen it.
We talked about that on the, Turbo Kid. Sidetrack show.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, that was also on. Did we rent that off Xbox too? Yeah. So that's probably streaming on somewhere too. Because like I said, the ones that you can rent on Xbox, you can usually rent them on YouTube and
other. They're evidently working on a sequel to Turbo Kid.
I heard that. Yeah. Which, you know, they should totally do that because that's totally a world that could be opened up. But yeah, We Summon the Darkness. Definitely check it out.